Thank you to Astapro and Liquid IV for sponsoring us.
Oh, gosh.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I gotta say, I saw like a couple of tweets. I saw like three opinions online of people who saw screeners for it. And they were like, I was disappointed in that finale. I was disappointed. And then I had some people be like, yeah, I heard people were disappointed. And I was like, I'm going to go in with an open mind. I don't really care. I think that's like something you just got to do is you just got to go in with an open mind. And I don't really know what it is that people, I'm like, this was the bow that I, as a fan of the love story of Rick and Michonne, as someone who's just binge watched so much Walking, like I started this with Michael having just finished season 10. And now I am one episode away from finishing Daryl Dixon. So I finished this and being here, I'm like, yeah, I would have been more upset if, I don't know what people really wanted. Maybe there was something with Beale that was let down or CRN that was let down in some way. But as in terms of the focus of the show, which is Rick and Michonne's love story and Michonne setting out on a journey to go find Rick and bring him back home as a family. And then having it end with this note of, oh, maybe it was destiny for Rick to be here so that way they could come at this right time to help save the world. You know, I love that. I absolutely love that. Because this is like one of the more hopeful Walking Dead journeys I think we could have ever been on. And to end it off of that, to give us where he gets to meet his son and be reunited with Judith, they get to come home. I know we're not seeing like everyone in Alexandria and like Carol and everyone being like, yay. And then, you know, Daryl zooming in from France or something. Like,
with a baguette. Yeah.
Hey, Rick.
Bonjour.
Yeah, just a little nod. Yeah, no,
I got baguettes now.
I thought that was a really, I didn't really know what to expect from CRM, but to me, I've been less interested. Like as I like the CRM world building. I like everything that it's leading to for potentiality.
Yeah.
But for this series, it's been the focus of a love story with Rick and Michonne. And to me, as I thought they like got a little bit bigger than I would have expected in terms of like action movie world stakes, I still love that, Ed. I still loved it. I did. I am satisfied. Personally, I am. Saw some early responses that were not. I was satisfied.
Well, I think you have to contextualize what the show is. And I think if you are someone that went into this with the expectation that this is the conclusion of Rick's arc and the conclusion of this love story, then I can understand why you would be dissatisfied. But what I got from this is this did such a beautiful job at reintroducing these characters and hitting the reset button and bringing them all back into the fold for whatever comes next. And, you know, I feel like so many different threads were leading to the CRM narrative. And in a lot of ways, I'm like so relieved that we can call it and we can move on to whatever the next, like to me, the world that they've just set up is so exciting and interesting. And there's so many more possibilities than what would have been, I think, them being kind of stuck in this container of the CRM. And at the heart of the story, like, they did such a beautiful job at exploring all the exposition, at setting the stakes, at making it feel so big, while remembering what makes Walking Dead so special, which is the fact that it's this intimate, personal drama. And I feel more than satisfied. I'm like, I'm so excited because I genuinely don't know where it's going to go. And they have now, I think, in a really major way, opened up the world. Like not just like the little shows that exist in their little kind of, you know, silos, but like we now have a whole world to explore and a chance to really rebuild and to know that like these characters will be a central part of that and that this important part of their arc has closed.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it's such a great reset on a franchise that needed to cut a lot of those loose ends.
Oh, 1,000%.
And I feel like, listen, we literally watched half the freaking CRM go, like, yeah. If that doesn't satisfy you, I don't know what will. And I thought, you know, Beale as a character, like, I know it would have been nice to, like, Terry O'Quinn achieved more in that dialogue and setting up the stakes and his view of the world that, like, and that moment of, I really genuinely didn't know. Is Rick going to grab the sword? Is Rick going to play this, like, political game because he was given a lifeline to save his family that way? And I thought all the choices and all the decisions that were made were beautifully executed. You know, there's a couple, like, little tiny things that, like, that was a little, like, and I keep forgetting her name, the character from South Africa, Thorne. I thought that one didn't land as well as I would have liked it to have landed. But that's, like, a small critique of an otherwise, I think, masterpiece. You know, we described, you know, two episodes ago, it was a piece of theater, and this entire arc, this entire series has felt like one beautifully done stage play that, while contained, has ramifications that go so beyond the scope of the confines. And at the end of the day, every episode, whether it was the best episode or the worst episode of the season, I was on an emotional journey. Yeah. I felt things, which for a series that has been around for over a decade is a pretty extraordinary feat of writing, of acting, of directing. And, you know, even down to the music, like,
oh God. Yeah. I forgot about the music.
Everything has been elevated. And in the process of resetting, a new gold standard has been set. And I, for one, I'm so excited for the future of the Walking Dead universe.
We all know what it's like to watch Walking Dead and not feel anything and be bored or checked out of our minds or whatever the hell's going on. You're forcing yourself to pay attention. And, like, while I don't think this is the best episode of the six.
Yeah.
And, like, there were little things that kept popping up throughout that I was like, ah, this is feeling a little bit rushed, or, oh, I thought this would be a little bit more of a challenge. Like Jadis's, There was such a buildup about Jadis has this information. It was like, all right, okay, we got that solved. Yeah. And sometimes it was like moving a little bit fast in certain spots, but I was always invested in what was happening. I was always intrigued. Like, I give it passes on certain things feeling rushed because what worked for me really worked for me so strong.
Yeah.
That there was an emotional catharsis in the end. And there were, so I didn't expect them to do, like, the show since episode two has hinted that, you know, when Michonne, they were going to Commonwealth the situation. They were going to blow this shit up in some way. They've hinted at that. And then yet when it happened, I was like, damn, didn't expect it to be like that, you know?
Literally.
And then with Rick, I was like, ah, shit, they're going to have me killed by walkers? You got to be kidding me, man. But we watched it via the AMC Plus route, so we're not getting these commercials versus the way how, you know, if you're watching on
traditional AMC,
where you do get the commercial, I can only imagine with the explosion of the grenade in that moment. You're like, what the hell? They just kill Rick like that?
And now it's like, Arby's, we've got three. We have the meats.
Yeah.
God, I love commercial breaks.
Total juxtaposition. And, you know, like, I was with you on this reaction being like, honestly, you know, if they kill any of them off, I'm going to actually be upset at this show. Like, I would have been really upset because we had so much focus on, you know, RJ never having met his dad and not getting that. Like, how much of a disappointment would that be? Yeah. Or Judith, like, saying goodbye to her mom and letting her mom go. And the amount of times of, like, I haven't been able to, like, reach my mom, like, all of that. And then for both of them to not make it back, or one of them not to make it back, that would have sucked so much. And not in the way how I think walk. Like, they already had the journey of, like, RJ and Judith already.
They've already lost their dad.
They've already had the hero sacrifice of their dad.
Yeah.
Of having that memory of them. And how much would it suck if we were like, oh yeah, I came, I did find him, same news. Or Michonne, I'm back, but now your mom's dad. Like, it would have sucked.
Well, I think we've opened up so many interesting possibilities of where to go. And I think from, like, a storyteller perspective, like it's that sort of, relatively speaking, blank canvas in this fascinating mm-hmm. world with all these different dimensions and aspects. And like, it, you know, I think the cool thing is, you know, just to get into like the nitty gritty of it, like CRM post Beal is so interesting to me.
Sure.
And there's going to be a lot of interesting things to explore. And I think the nice thing is all of these shows, our world is about to get a lot smaller. And I think because of that, the stories are about to get a lot more personal.
I think what people might be disappointed in, because from understanding fandoms.
Sure.
Is a lot of times there's buildup to maybe people, things we're theorizing on that this episode of television clearly didn't give a shit about.
I mean, how many times did I say the word Civil War during this episode? But I think that's...
Civil War, Cure.
Cure.
Like, there are all these things that people were thinking about. Yeah.
All of those are not off the board, but I think what you've done is you've taken, in essence, the most, like, OP, like, ridiculous, like... they were very close to just controlling the map. And I think what you've done now is you've created a great equalizer, and there's still a lot of interesting stuff. I mean, you have the Commonwealth, you have all these different elements that have yet to be fully explored. And then, no pun intended, you have the world beyond. Like, we've explored France. We know that we're not alone. We know there's different types of walkers. We know there's different types of challenges. And, you know, I think it lends itself to whatever the series wants to be next. It can become that, and they've given themselves the creative freedom to do that. And I think now the beautiful thing is we've had this personal reunion and this special just reconnection of Rick and Michonne. Now we have all these other characters that are kind of spread to the winds that we're going to be able to have very, I think, similar, powerful, emotional journeys with. And so, yeah, listen, if you're disappointed, I understand. That being said, like, in what world, honestly, if you would have told me that we were ever going to see Rick and Michonne again for real, you know, there's always talk, oh, there's the movies. And I was like, the movies are never going to happen, you know, but like, they made a commitment to giving all these characters, in essence, us, the audience, a second chance to spend time with these really, really formative characters who I think shaped a lot of us as you know, content consumers.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring us. So some fun facts about me. I've been seeing an ENT the past couple of months. Got a CT scan done for my allergies, and right now I'm trying to find time to get deviated septum surgery. So like many of you, I am someone who's tried pretty much every nasal spray you can think of because I have difficulty breathing through my nose, which leads to day-to-day and sleeping problems on a consistent basis. So before agreeing to this, I wanted to try them out myself because this is a serious thing I deal with. They provided me with free samples. This is my second bottle. This is without a doubt the best nasal spray I have ever used. That's not some talking point. That's my very own personal testimony. Genuinely, for me, it's fantastic and lives up to how it's advertised. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter solution available. It gets to work in just 30 minutes while other sprays take hours to kick in. It's also the only one out there that's steroid-free for 24-hour relief. Astapro has seriously changed the game for me, offering full prescription strength relief from nasal congestion, runny nose, and sneezing. The difference this makes is phenomenal. It's kind of insane how this relief through my breathing and nostrils just kicks in and I'm back in action really fast. So if you're like me, battling with nasal allergies and looking for relief, get fast-acting nasal allergy or symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go. It's faster with Astapro, bro. I saw that commercial. Astapro, it's faster, bro. That's Astepro allergy.com. Remember, use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Thank you again, Astapro, sincerely. All right, Reject Nation, so today I want to share something with you that has been a wonderful addition to my health and fitness journey that I discovered during the holidays, and that is Liquid IV's Hydration Multiplier. I'm down to my very last packet, and I'm freaking out, but it's okay. I got more in the mail. Now, a lot of you have been so kind to notice how I've been working on my physical health. Thank you for all the compliments. And one thing I learned is that proper hydration is absolutely crucial, especially post-workout and pre-filming after post-workout. And my wife actually introduced me to this product, which is perfect because we not only care about quality, but a good taste and quality product. So whether it's after a sweaty workout or just after, you know, a good night out, you know what I'm saying? Efficient hydration and replenishing electrolytes is
key.
You just feel better. And it tastes fantastic. I can't emphasize that enough.
Another thing that I'm always on the lookout for, too, is products that have zero sugar or zero sugar added, because that's one of my main dietary restrictions throughout the week. And they, of course, got products that fit that description that also taste good, too. So, yes, thank you so much. So Liquid IV's Hydration Multiplier is, in summary, is they are a non-GMO electrolyte drink that delivers hydration into your bloodstream faster and more efficient than water alone. But sometimes drinking a whole gallon is not always efficient. But in fact, it can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. I'm also big on efficiency. Plus, it's packed with 11 essential vitamins, and we know vitamins are good for the body. It's vegan, soy-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. You can customize the water amount to your taste. Again, perfect for post-night recovery, traveling, or just having a big night out. You know what I mean? Normal. So, if you want to boost your support for the channel and boost your hydration game, go to liquidiv.com and use promo code REJECTS at checkout. That's liquidiv.com, promo code REJECTS. And remember, Liquid IV, it's not a real IV, but it sure feels like it. So stay hydrated, stay healthy, and let's keep crushing those health and fitness goals together in the year 2024.
I do think, like, when I really get, I mean, the thing is, it's supposed to be an emotional journey. It's supposed to be about your emotions at the end of the day more than it's about intellectualizing sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think if I, like, flip that a little bit, I do think with this story that they told in episode 6, I ultimately do feel it could have played out with more suspense and tension and struggle, I think, is more of the key word.
Yeah.
If they did have 7 episodes instead of 6.
It was rushed.
Because, like even them doing the CRM maneuver, as shocking as it was like, they did, like, she did just, like, think of this, like, a minute ago, and now she's doing it. They just did it, like, well, the most powerful freaking, like, super army in the world. It's kind of like, that was a little fast.
I mean, I guess it's less... It's not even that they took down the whole army. It's that they cut the head off the leadership.
And he sucked with the sword.
And he, boy, that was really disappointing.
That was probably the most disappointing. Yeah. Anything I could be like, you know, it sucks. He was really bad with that sword.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a reason we stopped using Revolutionary War era swords.
There's just, like, no finesse. There's just
not,
like,
a lot of finesse. They were not, like, very good.
We're not
going to
train you at all, Terry Oquid. You just get in there and just swing it around.
Just get in there.
And we'll mask it in editing.
He seemed a little lost.
He was just.
Listen, there's.
I just had so much fun with this one.
I think the crazy thing is that this was only 6 episodes.
It could have been 7 or 8.
I feel like I've watched 20 episodes of this show.
Versus, like, Dead City, which is, like, 6 episodes, and you're like, what exactly happened in this?
Six too many.
Yeah.
Too many. That is an example of what not to do.
Yeah.
You know, but then you look at, like, the Daryl Dixon series, and it's, like, again, it's beautiful to see what happens when you provide, in essence, a blank canvas for these characters that have been so well developed over the course of a decade.
Yeah.
And I feel that way about Daryl. I feel that way about Carol. And I feel that way about Rick and Michonne.
In episode 5
of
Daryl Dixon.
Sure.
Daryl radios into Alexandria.
Beep, 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 beep. Spoiler alert.
it's during a flashback.
Oh, sure, sure.
When he's in Maryland or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. On his way up
and
the coast.
And then the radio on the other line of who he's talking to says, back. And then he's like, who's back? Who's back? And he never gets the answer. Were they saying this was Rick? Because I'm like, what was the timeline there?
Well, there's a couple people that could come back. There's a couple people that are all descending on this location at once. I mean, I don't want to spoil Fear the Walking Dead.
Morgan.
But there is a certain Morgan Johnson who's en route back to Alexandria.
I think if it's the end of Rick, I think the one part that people would want to see is, like, Rick reunite beyond just this core group. You know, I think people want to see, as everyone was sad, you know, a lot of people die in Walking Dead and then they move on like nothing happened. You know, then they get selective about who they're really going to mourn
but,
for.
But Rick's, that's so true. Yeah. But Rick's presence was still so palpable throughout the rest of the Walking Dead,
and it really affected that because he was the leader, so it really affected everyone, and, you know, and primarily Michonne and Daryl, and so I think it would be cool to see them reunite,
and they will
in some way.
And I think that you ultimately all of these characters deserved the opportunity to go on their own respective journeys. Like Morgan's arc, which like, again, spoiler alert, but like we leave off on Fear the Walking Dead with Morgan radioing into Rick. And I feel like that's such a nice place to be. He has no idea any of the bridge or any of that. He's a couple of years behind, but he's a very different person who has experienced all different sorts of insanity and chaos. And
I guess I'll pick up Fear the Walking
Dead. Dude, it's such a... The first three seasons might as well be a different show from the rest of the series. And it's a little hard to follow. And sometimes characters that are dead come back and not as walkers, but as themselves. And it's very hard to follow. But I love it in the I hate myself kind of way. I was surprised for those of you that like watched World Beyond. There are a few characters that I was really heavily implied that we were going to see them in this show. Where do you think they are? I'm just like super curious for those that watched it. And I guess maybe we'll see them in whatever comes next.
Sure, yeah.
Because there were a couple winners in each one of these series.
But as a series as a whole, I'm very satisfied with what they did, and this series also gave us absolutely this is some of the best Walking Dead they've given us. And then they gave us an episode of television that I consider one of the all-time best episodes of all of The Walking Dead, which was episode 4.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I'm satisfied with how this went down, and I'm really happy with the reunion at the end and how they kept it focused. I think it would have distracted from the emotional thing of like everyone was gathered.
I was going to say that there are two episodes of The Walking Dead that stand out to me as the finest pieces of television that they've pulled off. One being Clear. The episode with Morgan and Rick. And then, of course, this season was that episode 4. It goes to show you that, like, as cool as the explosions and the battles and the factions and all the stuff, like, don't get me wrong, I love all of that.
Yeah.
But, like, this show shines its absolute brightest as, like, a character-focused piece. And when you take two brilliant actors and you give them a great script, doesn't matter if there's any walkers, doesn't matter if there's any explosions, doesn't matter any of that. All that matters is the relationship that these characters have developed with each other and by extension that they've developed with us. And I'm just like, I'm so grateful that like after all this time, I can come back to Rick Grimes.
Yeah.
Close
us out, Michael. Close us out, buddy.
My friends, this has been an absolute pleasure. I'm very confident that we will be seeing more Walking Dead. And hey, Greg, does that mean I get to come back on the channel for that?
For Book of Carol?
For the Book of Carol?
The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon, Season 2, The Book of Carol. The most mouth-wordy title.
Is that the official title?
Well, I saw it. It says, is that The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon, Season 2, The Book of Carol. Like, holy shit. Why don't you just call it The Book of Carol?
The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett.
Why does it have to be a spinoff of Daryl Dixon?
Just give Carol her own show.
The Book of Carol.
Or just call it Carol Dixon.
Yeah. I don't know. Just
to all of those who joined us for this season and who have welcomed The Walking Dead back into their lives, thank you for coming along this journey. I've loved all the conversations that we've had. Do us a favor, though.
I would like to interject and say no. Thank you for those who joined us on the journey because, you know, like Michael texted me about like, hey, I'm a big Walking Dead fan and like the trailer for the new ones. I'm like, I fell off at season 8, man, and I saw the trailer and I was like, oh shit, this show does look good. Maybe I should catch up. And it's in like a month. I was like, oh my god, I'm like so back into the Walking Dead. and so it's like. To have like a reinvigorated enthusiasm for this world. To Olivia. So I was watching Daryl Dixon. She's like, what is this? Like, it's The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon. She's like, what? I was like, yeah, it's part of the Walking Dead universe. And she's, it's without hesitation, like not a beat skip. She goes, Are the zombies in school now? Like, not even like a beat in the miss.
God, that's so funny.
But yeah, no, I want to say thank you, Michael, for, you know, obviously providing like so much context that I was behind on. And I've slowly caught up throughout this journey. This has been a blast. And I really love doing this. And I love being part of the experience with y'all.
Well, like I said in episode one, for those that are here, the reason that I've continued to watch The Walking Dead was because of a promise that I made to my best friend who passed away. A promise that I keep watching our shows that we'd always watch together, even if something ever happened to him. Little did I expect there to be like 10 more seasons of The Walking Dead, 1,000 spinoffs, and a very mixed bag of quality of content. But it gets to the heart of like why I love doing these reactions with you and why I love shows like this, because like we come together in the special place as friends. And even those of you that are in the comment section, like, I hope that you know how much it means to us that we get to experience these things. Yeah. That a lot of times we watch these shows that they may not be the best ones for views, but like, man, oh man, if there's a couple of you that are just so excited about it, it just makes it like so worth it.
So much more rewarding. Yeah.
And anyway, we'll see you at the next one. But don't be a stranger. And the best way not to be is to ring that notification bell. And until next time, we're the ones who live. Do you want to do one more?
The ones who live. The ones who... Now I forgot how to do it. I've let it go, Michael. I've let it go.
You've forgotten it, like Carl.
Yeah, I've said goodbye to it.
All right, well, we'll see you on the next one. Oh, man, I still can't do it, Greg.
So let's put that end screen up on it.